Wow, wow, wow. It's episode 28.
Oh my God, Ben, that was so loud. You like blew my eardrums out. Oh, I feel so old saying that.
I just wanted to make you feel like you were like walking into the club with your homies and just like feeling hot as fuck.
Do you know how long it's been since I have felt hot as fuck walking into a club?
With your homies? I'm Ben, and I just became a gay uncle.
I'm Tommy, and I've been Ben's gay uncle for 30 years.
Are you ready for a double dose of gay uncle magic?
Buckle up.
Ask your gay uncle, 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 ask him all the questions that you have in your brain. Ask your gay uncle, you know that your uncle will do his very best to explain. He'll do his very best to explain.
All right, everybody. We want to compensate our creators for all their hard work. And by creators, I mean Tommy, me, and our friendly neighborhood producer, Jackie. And you know what?
We hate commercials.
That's right, Tommy. We hate them. So instead of making our nibblings sit through ads of us trying to sell you mattresses or high-protein cereal...
or purple dolphin dildos...
we've decided to make Ask Your Gay Uncle a commercial-free, listener-supported podcast. So if you love Ask Your Gay Uncle, make a donation at askyourgayuncle.com.
And you can even select the monthly donation option so we don't have to keep bugging you.
That's right. So if you want to help us make Ask Your Gay Uncle the best it can be, go to askyourgayuncle.com and click donate.
Hey, you know what else is on our website, Nibblings? Our survey. You still have time to do it. It's going to be up until the end of January. And some of the questions we're answering this week are actually from the survey.
And last, don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcasts. Everybody says it, but it really does help people find out about the pod.
Listener questions,
askingtons.
All right, our first listener question says, I want to know how being out has limited your opportunities in the business, if it has. When Ben got leading roles, did they know he was gay? Was he out? Has it changed the more out you become? That's a great question.
Yeah.
What was your experience, Tommy, as a dancer?
Oh, as a dancer, we're all fags. You know? So it was fine. I do know that I was in a dance company, a reputable dance company, where we did a lot of speaking.
Can you not say what it is? Is it?
Yeah, of course I'll say what it is. It was the Liz Lerman Dance Exchange.
And that's a famous company.
It is. Hi, Liz, if you're listening. It's a famous dance company.
What's up, Lizzie?
And I remember, and I'm sure she would not do this now, 100% sure. When I auditioned for her, there were a few of us who auditioned, and I remember one person didn't get called back or didn't get the part or didn't get, you know, cast or whatever because he was too gay or he came across as gay.
Wow.
Or he sounded gay. I don't quite remember the word, which is really uncommon because we did community-based work. And
especially in the dance community.
I know.
I mean, if this guy was too gay, how did you get in?
Right? When I heard that, I remember thinking, really? I think I'm way more gayer than he is. God damn it. Maybe it was what he said. Maybe he was thinking that. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I shouldn't say that Liz said it. You know, that's my memory.
That's your memory.
He didn't get in. Yeah. And the reason why is because he was too gay. He came across as too gay.
It's funny because when we say he came across as too gay, I think what we really mean and what you're implying is that he was very flamboyant, probably. Because there are many gay people who aren't quote unquote too gay, which just means that they pass more probably as straight, or it's not as obvious in their performance.
Basically, it is. I have to burp. See, that's not gay. That was a very butch burp. Basically, it is a misogynistic statement to say that someone is too gay. My assumption is that when people say that, they mean that you are too feminine.
Uh-huh.
And the next step is, oh, being feminine as a man is wrong. So I guess being feminine is wrong then.
Uh-huh.
Well, Ben, you are more in the performing world than I am now. What's your experience?
My limited experience is in independent film and regional theater. And everything I'm going to say comes, just take it with a grain of salt, because I'm not like a TV star or a movie star, like remotely any of those things. But I have worked and been auditioning for the past 9 years in musical theater and theater and independent film. People say things when you move out to LA, if you're gay, like, oh, are you going to let people know? Are you going to be out? What are you going to do? And it, all of that energy around it sort of made me a little nervous at first. There are big famous actors from when you were a kid, Tommy, and even before that, that were famously closeted actors, like Cary Grant, Rock Hudson, Anthony Perkins, Montgomery Clift.
Betty Davis.
And you hear rumors about actors who are movie stars now. And of course it's rumors, but I've heard John Travolta's gay. I've heard Tom Cruise is gay.
Yes.
I've heard Will Smith is gay.
I know, yeah.
But to balance out all those, you know, closeted actors or rumored closeted actors, there are lots of out actors, especially now. I mean, there's obviously Neil Patrick Harris from Everything. There's Charlie Carver from Nurse Ratched and also Teen Wolf. Elliot Page, used to be Ellen Page from Inception. Raven Simone from That's So Raven. There's Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory. There's Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City and Nurse Ratched. There's David Hyde Pierce from Frasier. The list goes on and on and on. So I take that as evidence that you can be an actor, you can be a performer, especially in 2021, and be out and have it not hinder your career.
Yes. And I think it's, you know, it's the character actors, right? Like if you're a character actor, then, you know, who cares what your sexuality is because you're putting on a whole new persona.
And for the big blockbuster romantic leads, they're going to choose a straight guy. They're probably going to choose a straight girl. It's just how they do it. If they want to appeal to like mass America.
I mean, you know, that's my thing about Meryl Streep. I'm like, you're a good actress. You are. There's no question about it. And I want to see someone else on screen.
Yeah, we're ready for that.
As much as I love you, Meryl.
Step aside.
Step aside. And or then, don't do as many. Don't step aside. Just like don't do as many. Let someone else do them.
Yeah, yeah. As far as one part of the question says, when Ben got leading roles, did they know he was gay? Was he out? It's hard for me to know. When you walk in a room and you say, hey, how's everybody doing? Do they know you're gay? Who knows? I have no idea. If they follow me on Instagram and they see what I write, maybe they might happen to know. I walk in the room and I flirt with everybody. When I auditioned for Frozen and booked Prince Hans at Disneyland, I was flirting with the director.
And what gender was the director?
It was a woman.
Yeah.
I was totally flirting with her. And if it was a man, I would have flirted with him too. I flirt with anybody.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to get a role.
Yeah, right. Hey, I'm going to hijack this question just a little bit, Ben, especially since you said, do people know?
Yeah.
So this was over Christmas, and we were Skyping with your grandparents, your dad's mom and dad, and your grandfather asked you, hey, Ben, have you met anybody? When are you going to get married? How did he say it? What did he say?
Well, my grandfather, the first thing he always says to me, he's Cuban, by the way, and the first thing he always says to me is, Benjamin, we are so very proud of you. He's a broken record. He says that every time. And then the second thing he always says to me is, Benjamin, when are you getting married? What lucky girl is, you know, going on dates with you? And yeah, they don't know. I should tell them.
Well, I'm going to counsel you to do that, Ben. It's one of my biggest regrets, not telling my grandfather.
The funny thing is, if they were to Google me, they'd find out instantly.
Yes, but Ben, that...
They're 92.
You have no agency in that. It's your choice whether you do it or not, and that is sitting in the back seat.
You're right. I'm just meaning, like, I'm not actively hiding it from them. Like, it's out there. Like,
yes,
I'm,
you
I'm
are,
an
Ben.
Out guy.
You are actively hiding it from them, because when he asked you... You said, I haven't met anyone yet. And that is very generic. And if you were really, truly out and ready to say something to him, you would have said, well, actually, I haven't met the right guy yet.
Yeah.
You know, it might be answering a question that they are scared to ask or think it's not their position to ask. You know, it's not my life, Ben, at all. I'm just letting you know that it was a regret of mine. And you have said some strong things to your grandmother and your grandfather. And you have done it with grace, and you have done it with strength. And you have
Thanks.
Done it in a really beautiful, heartfelt way. And I think you can do that and keep your honor and integrity and also let them have their response. You're smart. You can do it. It's my challenge for you, Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, for Christmas, I make this family calendar where I collect photos from the past year of everybody in our family, and I like add everybody's birthdays and I mail it out to everybody. And this year in the calendar, I included the logo of Ask Your Gay Uncle as one of the pictures because it was like one of our accomplishments last year, Tommy.
Hmm.
And they got the calendar. And it's like you, your face and my face all cartoonized with the big words, Ask Your Gay, giant yellow letters, Uncle.
Uh-huh. Well, and Ben, I could say, I'm your gay uncle, and they could easily go, oh, that's Ben asking Tommy questions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Ben, have you included a picture of you with a boyfriend?
Yep, and the calendar has me with a picture, multiple pictures with me, with someone that I'm dating, yeah.
I'm talking like, you know, kissy, kissy, arm around them, something that's romantic. Okay, I'm done. I'm not going to say
you better look closely in that calendar. You haven't looked close enough. There's some romantic
really?
Pictures. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go back and look.
Yeah. Well, to wrap up this question about being out in the entertainment industry and whether that has limited my opportunities, I don't feel like it's limited my opportunities.
I'd say for myself, it has affected. But I don't think it's that I'm out, actually. It's that I present more gay than what people want on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And here I just said it. I present more gay, that I present more feminine than what people want. And I didn't want to be limited in the roles that I was playing. I didn't want to be pegged into a smaller box. And so I was like, fuck it. I'm going to do my own shit. So I am.
Uh-huh. That's good.
But it's interesting. I think there is clarity there. It's nice that I kind of hit that, which is I don't think it's about being out. It's about being effeminate.
Uh-huh. Well, if you read as very effeminate, it's unlikely that they're going to cast you in a role that they want to appear very masculine.
Yeah.
It's hard because like we're talking about, at this point, we're really just talking about casting, you know? And if you've got that TV show and you want the like high school cheerleader girl or the high school jock dude or the nerdy guy or the, you know, shy girl.
The brainiac.
You're going to cast the person that looks like that and that naturally plays that, you know?
Yeah.
Especially in TV and film.
Yes, especially in TV and film.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the fringe. I always look for the weird shit. And I would look for the person who could do the best job. And I wouldn't care if they were male or female or if they were, you know, whatever color they were or whatever ability they were. Like if they were in a wheelchair or, you know, it doesn't matter to me. For me, who's gonna give the most emotional impact and make me believe them?
Yeah. I love
that. That's what I'm interested in.
The most compelling performance. I mean, that's always how it should
be. Yeah.
Part of it is like knowing your type, coming to terms with your type, whatever that is, and letting that type naturally shine.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I think that's where people find gold is when they're like, ooh, you know what? I play this one very specific thing really well. Like Sean Hayes on Will and Grace as Jack. He crushes that. He's so goddamn funny. And he wasn't out for most of his career. He was closeted for most of the time he was on Will and Grace. And for a while, he was trying to play other roles. It wasn't working for him. And eventually he was like, why am I fighting against this? I rock at this. I should just play these super Sean Hayes flamboyant roles. And that's what he does now.
Right.
And he's amazing.
Well, you know, we could do a broader stroke with this and go, maybe the lesson here is be who you are.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
Be who you are, everybody.
Hey, it's your friendly neighborhood producer, Jackie. We hope you're enjoying Ask Your Gay Uncle. If you'd like to ask a question for Tommy and Ben to answer on the podcast, leave us a message at 512-981-7332. Or you can email ask@askyourgayuncle.com. You can find us on Instagram at @askyourgayuncle or Twitter at @AYGUpodcast. Thanks for listening.
This next question was sent as part of a response to our survey, which will be up until the end of January, and you can take at askyourgayuncle.com. Anonymous says, Tommy said in the last episode that sex should be off limits for the first few dates. Just to clarify, is this advice for everyone or only those struggling with a sex addiction? I hate to say it, but I have to agree with Ben. This does sound a little Puritan to me and a little too similar to what the toxic conservative church I grew up in taught me. As someone just coming out, I'm new to the world of hookups and dating, and I'm looking for sexual experience, or maybe even a relationship if the right person comes along. I'm wondering, what are your thoughts for someone in my situation? That's a great question.
Yeah, it is. Well, once again, my sex addiction has been mentioned, and once again, we're going to tackle it in a full episode, but not for a little bit. So what I will say is, yes, I would say that's definitely for someone who is a sex addict or struggling with sexual compulsion, but I also think it's a good thing to apply always. And I just want to point out that, Anonymous, in your question, you say sex should be off limits for the first few dates, like quoting me. And yeah, dates, totally. You don't need to have sex on the first date. A date is to find out if you want to, this is where I live, which is when I go on a date, it's to find out if I want to start a relationship with somebody. And so a relationship is you have sex and then you do a bunch of other things, like way more than what you do of having sex. So I think you're going to be able to, Anonymous, get a better sense of this person through dating as opposed to sex. Mm-hmm. And the dating to me is a way to find out, oh, are we compatible? You might be compatible in bed, great, but you're not spending your life in bed. There's a lot more there. So you want to find out if you are compatible with this human.
Yeah. Anonymous, I know you're coming from a place of having just come out. By the way, welcome.
Hey, doors open, ding dong.
Here you are. You're here. Enjoy it. I know you're coming from a place of having just come out and you are looking for sexual experience. So maybe you don't want to go on dates. Maybe you just want hookups. Hashtag COVID safety. The difference between that is just setting that up in advance and having that be about the communication.
Right. And I know sex is better for me when I'm fully present, 100% present. And that means my emotional body, my physical body, my sexual body, my mental body, my spiritual body. When all of that is with me, my life is better, period. I'm just more grounded and I am at peace and I'm open to anything. And if I can bring that to a date, that's fucking amazing. And if I can bring that to a hookup, that's amazing as well. I think for myself, hookups, my different selves are not evenly represented at that point. Like my heart's a little shut down because I'm like, oh, I don't know who you are and you might like to do strange things, but I do just want to have sex with you. So my lustful self is really present. Mm. And my physical self is really present.
Yeah.
But maybe my soul, spiritual, heart self is like pulled back a tiny bit. And, you know, maybe my mental self is like, wow, that was a dumb joke or, you know, whatever. You know, there may be something coming up that doesn't make me fully present with the person. And I just want to say, Anonymous, hands down, every time when I'm fully present, my sex is 100% better. Mm. And so I would say by having a few dates, you're going to be able to be more present before you get in the snack.
If dating is what you're looking for, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not sure. So I think it's great. Just be clear.
Try them both. Do some hookups, do some dates, see what you vibe with more. And it oftentimes will probably depend on the person you're with. For me, I personally don't like making rules for myself about sex because I don't like rules. Also, if I make rules, the first thing I want to do is break them. So that's really the reason I don't make rules. But I do find that it is fun to hold off a few dates and build that tension, especially if you really like the person. Once it finally happens, it's like fireworks, as opposed to just like, oh, okay, at the end of the first date, there we go.
Yeah, it's like a little Jane Austen moment, right? It's
a little Pride and Prejudice.
I saw the inside of her wrist and, you know, my loins sprung forth or whatever. You know, she never wrote that. But that's the kind of thing of like, just a little bit is enough to get you going.
Yeah, that like super extended foreplay. Yeah. That scene in Call Me By Your Name where they're just sitting next to each other. They haven't done anything yet. They're just sitting next to each other and like Timothée Chalamet puts his like bare foot on top of Armie Hammer's foot. That just got me. It's like, it just says so much. Like, if that's all you do on the first date, your mind is going to be racing for days afterwards. And so is that person, the other person's.
Anonymous, it seems like both the gunkles go, wait a little bit, it'll be better.
Oh, the last thing I want to say to Anonymous is if you are having penetrative sex, I would highly recommend looking into getting on PrEP in order to keep yourself HIV negative, assuming that's what you are. And if you want more information about that, look at our episode, Prep, Lies, and Videotape? Prep, Lies, and Friends?
And Friends, I think that's it.
Prep, Lies, and Friends.
And remember, PrEP does not prevent you from getting STIs, gonorrhea, There's all kinds out there. Anal warts.
Yes, but if used correctly, it will keep you HIV negative.
Yeah.
Go ahead and ask your gay uncle.
This last question isn't really as much of a question as much of a listener response that was sent to us via our survey, which you can still take at askyourgayuncle.com. See me casually slipping that in there. It's more of a response to, I believe, the advice, Tommy, that we gave to our listener Adam, the closeted Christian in the South, who was considering remaining in the closet indefinitely and married a woman. And if you remember, Tommy, we were pretty adamant about the fact that remaining in the closet forever and marrying a woman was likely to make him miserable and make the woman miserable. If anyone wants to go back and listen to that episode, it was episode 14, Religion Part 2, Have Your Faith and Eat It Too. I loved that title. And anyway, this was the response we got from an anonymous listener to the advice we gave Adam. You want to read it, Tommy?
Yeah. I would love to hear more stories about and interviews with gay men married to women. There are a lot of us out there, gay or bi guys, who married because at the time, there were no role models of men like us who could have families, if that's what we wanted. My wife and I have had a good marriage for more than 40 years, now with children and grandchildren whom we adore. I deeply love and respect my wife and know we will be together the rest of our lives, but I have always been more attracted to men than women and have had discreet and safe relationships with men most of my life. There have been many men like us throughout history. It is not quite fair to assume that those of us who have made this choice are hypocrites, traitors to the gay cause, or are deeply unhappy. Many of us have led good, productive lives within the cultural and behavioral social constraints we were born into at the time. I will add that I am immensely happy that in many countries today, it is possible for young men to love one another and raise a family together. Were I born today, I would have almost certainly made that choice. But that was simply not an option for men of my generation, nor is it an option for many men living in many societies today. I ask for a little more empathy and understanding of our decisions and life choices.
All right, Nibblings, it's your last chance to take our survey and help us make Ask Your Gay Uncle the best it can be with your feedback.
And the survey ends the end of January.
So dawdle not. Go to askyourgayuncle.com, take the survey, and if you love the podcast, send us a donation. It really does help. We are supported by listeners like you.
Bye, Nibblings.
Arrivederci, mi nibblinguinis.
Ask Your Gay Uncle is created by Tom Truss and Ben Palacios, with production support by me, Jackie Anders. Album artwork by Seth Shellhouse. Theme song and musical interludes by Ben Palacios and Dan Reuter. Special thanks to Matt Marr and everyone who sent us questions. If you'd like to ask a question for Tommy and Ben to answer on the podcast, leave us a message at 512-981-7332 or email ask@askyourgayuncle.com. Find us on Facebook at Ask Your Gay Uncle Podcast. More information at askyourgayuncle.com.